Radio Waterloo spoke with the candidates for the Waterloo riding as the 2025 Ontario provincial election, scheduled for February 27th, draws closer. We'll be releasing a series of four pieces, each highlighting our interview with one of the candidates. We've included the Ontario Liberal, NDP, Green, and New Blue parties. The Ontario Progressive Conservative Party did not respond to repeated requests for an interview. Today's piece features the Liberal candidate for the Waterloo riding, Clayton Moore. Moore is a scientist and business professional focused on scientific communications and startups. He focuses on helping researchers scale their ideas. What do you see are the main issues for people in Waterloo? What are you focusing on for this election?
The thing I hear time and time and time again is that folks are struggling. Like, the cost of living in this province has gotten absolutely out of hand. That's cost of groceries, that's cost of housing, cost of education. Folks are worried about their healthcare system, that this could become just another thing that's an added budget item. Doug Ford keeps trying to privatize our healthcare system over and over again. So it's really scary. People haven't gotten raises, and we're staring down tariffs. We got two world-class universities here in town, both of whom are struggling for funding. I mean, their tuitions have been frozen for ages, and they haven't gotten the same level of support from any level of government as they have historically. We're essentially asking them to operate at 2015 budget levels on a 2025 cost. And because of that, they're cutting services left, right, and center, having to do layoffs at the University of Waterloo, cutting programs at both Laurier and Waterloo. And that really worries me, because education used to be a really clear path to the middle class.
What are the plans from you and your party for addressing these issues?
We need to stand up for just the average Joe, who we need to invest in making sure that housing is more affordable for everybody. And that's going to, on our side, from the Ontario Liberal Party, what we're really looking to do is make it easier for folks to jump onto that housing ladder. So looking at things like cutting development charges. So the average development charge in Toronto is about $170,000. That essentially means that before a shovel even enters the ground, that house already costs about $170,000. That is just totally inaccessible. And it's now gotten to the point where the average house in Waterloo costs about $900,000. And it's just completely out of reach for too many people, too many young people. So what we actually want to do is move that over to the provincial side by building a better communities fund to actually cover those development charges.
Moore also spoke about the Liberal Party's approach to healthcare and education. Moore said much of the healthcare problems come down to the major shortage of doctors. He said the Liberal Party would make investments in the healthcare system, $3.1 billion to recruit, retain, and integrate 3,000 new doctors in Ontario, and to make sure every Ontarian has access to a family doctor within the first 4 years of their mandate. To address funding issues for universities, Moore says he would advocate unfreezing of tuition and also direct more funding from the province to post-secondary institutions. He said ensuring students have access to better funded education is important to make sure the province and its people stay competitive in an increasingly complex and global market. What's your take on this election?
That's a really great question. I mean, I don't think we should be. I don't understand why Doug Ford is the only premier in the country that seems to need an election to actually deal with this threat of tariffs. He keeps saying, oh, I need a mandate to spend all these billions of dollars, but he's been more than happy to spend billions of dollars on things like election bribes and getting beer in corner stores a year and a half early, on setting up 99-year leases in spas. This election is purely a power grab from Doug Ford because he thinks he's got a chance to form a larger mandate, and it's purely self-serving. I'm really impressed with folks like David Eby out in BC, who have recalled their legislature to make sure that they can respond to the threat of tariffs. And Ontario doesn't even have the option to do that now because Doug Ford's dissolved the legislature.
So we have these tariff threats. How do you see them impacting Waterloo?
It's going to impact our GDP growth. Every estimate I see has somewhere between about a 2.2% and a 3% slowdown in GDP growth, and that's an immediate recession. So we would stay in a recession for the entire time that these tariffs exist, and that's going to mean that people are going to lose their jobs. The cost of goods is going to go up. It's going to be harder for small businesses to be able to actually get supplies and completely change their supply chain because the Canada-U.S. relationship has been so strong for so long. the regular folks are going to be struggling.
What is your party's plan to address these tariffs?
The Ontario Liberal Party is really going to be working hard to support those small businesses, to make sure that we can protect both their supply chains and make sure that they can continue to employ as many people in our local communities. That's going to be by cutting the small business tax rate in half to make sure that they're saving on average about $18,000 every year. That's going to be for things like maybe hiring another worker, maybe choosing to buy Canadian instead of buying American goods. And on top of that, what we want to do is we want to make sure that we're opening up access to low rate interest loans so that small businesses can borrow at government rates.
Is there anything I haven't asked that you wanted to mention?
We talk too much, and there's often too many times that people are just chasing headlines. And at the end of the day, it is all about driving results that are actually going to help ordinary people build a better life for themselves and for their families.
To learn more about the Ontario Liberal Party candidate for the Waterloo riding, Clayton Moore, visit his website, voteclayton.ca. For Radio Waterloo, CKMS 102.7, and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Leah Gerber.